will jump at the north circle. And time is taken out. Time is taken out by Hebron. Hebron 58, Quincy 55, a minute and 26 or 27 seconds remain to be played. All right, we have another score from the Chicago Stadium for you. During the second quarter of play, Illinois 32, Duquesne 27. Lots of cheering. The crowd is sitting here watching this thrilling ball game for the championship of the state of Illinois. Hebron 58, Quincy 55. 1 minute and 27 seconds remain to be played in the ball game. The Quincy boys, they've lost their star man, Bruce Brothers, star of the team and the heavy scorer of the team. He scored 20 points before he left the ball game tonight. He's on the bench with five personal fouls. Here we go. Jump ball at the north circle. Jump ball between Wilbrand and Gower. Gower has a height advantage from the looks of things. We'll see who gets the tip. Here it comes, taken by Payne for Quincy. Gives off to Phil Harvey. Harvey goes to the edge of the circle, rises there with a jump shot. No good. Hits the backside of the ring. The rebound by Gower. No good. The next rebound picked off by Payne for Quincy, and he tries to pass underneath the basket, batted off the legs, and he picks it up again and comes out in front for clearance to Harvey between the circles. This side to Gower, drives into the basket and scores, all alone. 58-57, Hebron with a one-point lead. Quincy crowding, and the clock's in the red now, but Hebron comes across the line, and a foul is called. Foul is called on Will Brandt of Hebron. Foul called, and that's four on Will Brandt. Jack Gower of Quincy walks to the north free throw line with a shot coming. It would tie the ball game up at 58 all with 55 seconds remaining to be played. Sets for it. In the air. Right through. 58-58. Comes into Paul Judson for Hebron. Drives into the near corner. Loses that ball. Falls on the floor and they're going to jump it. He made a wild dash for it on his floor and got his hands on enough to tie it up. He'll jump against Thompson in the south circle. Here's the tip, taken by Harvey for Quincy. He's being crowded hard by Phil Judson. Not across the line. He has got across the line now. Goes around another man, goes into the far corner. Turns, he's being crowded hard, gives that ball to Payne. Payne gives that ball out in front to Dick Thompson. Takes a bounce or two, rises with a jump shot from the side. No good. The rebound is picked, goes out of bounds, awarded to Quincy. And Jack Gower is hurt on the play. Jack Gower, Quincy hurt on the play. Jack Gower, Quincy, hurt on the play. I believe the boy bumped his nose on the floor on that one. Time is taken out for his benefit. There's 19 seconds remaining to be played in this man's ball game, and it's a man's ball game, too, ladies and gentlemen, and the score is Hebron 58, Quincy 58. They're working over Jack Gower out there, giving him a bit of smelling salts. I believe he banged his head or his nose into the floor. Not sure, but from here it looks as if he might have a cut over the eye. The trainers and the coach gather around him. It's my opinion that he'll be able to go on to the ball game, but he's still down there being administered to by the trainers and the coach. This has been a fine, fine championship game. Make no mistake about it. 58-58. And give this Quincy team credit. They came back after they lost their star and leader, Bruce Brothers, and their leading scorer for the entire season as well as the tournament. They came back to fight gamely back to this tie. And naturally, from here on out in these 16 seconds, it's anyone's ball game and anything can happen. But Jack Gower is getting to his feet now. He says, I'm okay, let's play ball, shakes his head, and a teammate, Charlie Fast, comes up to him and says something to him. He shakes his head. He says, no, I'm okay. Let's go on to the ball game. 16 seconds to play. And Quincy takes time out. All right. They go over around their substitutes from the bench. Get up. Slap him on the back, particularly Jack Gower. Brothers is slapping Phil Harvey on the back. Just stay right in there, bud, and do it for me. And we can bet that that doesn't miss his words too far. The Hebron boys are over around their coach, gathered around him. And those boys are, they don't appear to be excited, I can tell you that. The crowd's excited. I'm excited. 19 seconds remain. Hebron 58, Quincy 58. Let's see. If I recall the play clearly, it's going to be Quincy's ball out of bounds. Let's wait and see. I've forgotten now. After Jack Gower was injured, let's just wait and see. We'll see what happens. The timer signal sounds. Quincy hasn't broken yet from that handshake around our coach. The referee whistles and says, come on, boys. Hebron 58, Quincy 58. What a shame that either team has to lose. Two such fine teams in such a brilliantly played game. It is Quincy's ball out of bounds underneath their own basket at the north end. Dick Thompson waits for it. 58 to 58, 19 seconds to play. Thompson still waiting. They hand him the ball. It's knocked out of his hands out of bounds. He picks it up. Brings it way out. It's thrown out of bounds. Thrown out of bounds on the pass in. Comes into Hebron. Quincy crowding a bit. Bill Judson has it. Gives it off on this side to Will Brandt. Will Brandt can't get a shot away. Brings it out in front of Paul Judson. Underneath the basket, intended for Spooner. Picked off by Payne in the air. Throws it down to Jack Gower. Drives in for the basket and the horn sounds, ending the ball game and sending it into an overtime. There you are. What more fitting, ladies and gentlemen, than this brilliantly played basketball game by two very, very, very fine teams should end in overtime. That's a tribute to both teams and a great tribute to both teams and both coaches. Let's pause now for a moment to give ourselves a bit of rest with the score 58 to 58 at the end of the regular game. This is the University of Illinois Radio Service. Officials are pointing at the clock and they say, boys, when the clock reaches this point, the clock will run to 16, except so when it shows at 16, the overtime period will be over. We're ready for the center jump. 58 to 58. Here's the tip. Taken by Hebron. Bill Judson has it. Comes into the near corner with his dribble. Comes into the near corner. Brings it back out in front to Paul Judson. Both teams are playing. Going to play careful. It's 3 minutes. They'll take no unnecessary shots. You can believe that. Will Bryant over the scorer's bench. Tries a long pass to Shelton. He scores. Hebron leads 60 to 58. Now Dick Thompson takes over. Crosses the line, gives to Phil Harvey. Harvey out in front to Thompson. On this side to Payne. Back to Thompson. Through on the far side now to Harvey. Can't get through. Brings it back out in front to Thompson. Takes a jump shot from inside the circle. No, good rebounded by Phil Judson. For Hebron, he gives off the ball. Gives off the ball. Back in the center circle now to Phil. Stands there. Fakes a bit. Comes to this side with his dribble. Gives off now to Paul. Paul over to the scorer's bench to Will Brandt. 2 minutes remaining. Will Brandt goes around his man. Brings it way out in front to Paul Judson. Near the center circle. 2 minutes left in the overtime period. Gives off now to Will Brandt. Sets up a drive for the basket. Turns, however, and clears it back off the center circle to Paul Judson. Two underneath the basket to Phil Judson. Hebron 62, Quincy 58. There's a long pass in Kennesaw. Charlie Fast goes out of bounds, awarded to Hebron. Pass across the line by Hebron to Ken Spooner. Passes underneath the basket, and a foul is called. A foul called on Jack Gower of Quincy. Foul called on Jack Gower of Quincy and Will Brandt. Will Brandt will shoot one for Hebron, and Hebron has a 4-point lead with a minute and 32 seconds remaining in the overtime period. Will Brandt will shoot one on its way, round and in. Hebron has a 63 to 58 lead now. Harvey crosses the line for Quincy. They'll have to act fast now. Gives off to Payne in the far corner. Thompson rises with a one-hander. No good. Payne picks off the rebound, clears it in the near corner. Takes a jump shot from this side at the basket. No good. Rebounded by Charlie Fast. Brings it out in front to Thompson. Rises to shoot, has the ball knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Will Brandt makes a desperate dive but can't get it. Thompson will throw it in the near corner to Payne for Quincy. Brings it back out for clearance. 1 minute to play. To Harvey, goes into the far corner, drives around his man, comes clear underneath the basket and is fouled by Paul Judson. In Illinois high school play, you cannot decline a free throw. So Phil Harvey will shoot one. Phil Harvey will shoot one at the north line to our left. Hebron 63, Quincy 58. A little less than a minute to play, about 55 seconds. Harvey of Quincy will shoot one at the north line. He sets for it. It's high in the air, right through. 63 to 59, Hebron leading. Here's a pass into Schultz for Hebron, and he's fouled by Charlie Fast. Fouled by Charlie Fast of Quincy, and Schultz will shoot one. Schultz will shoot one at the south line, but before he takes that shot, Hebron calls for timeout. Well, that gives us plenty of time to tell you exactly what's happening here in this great championship game. The score was tied up at 58 all at the end of the regular playing time. And Quincy made a great comeback with their Bruce Brothers, great star, sitting on the bench with five personal fouls to tie up that ball game. And Hebron roared back in the overtime. With about 55 seconds remaining, they have a 63-59 lead, and that's going to be mighty, mighty tough for Quincy to overcome now. Mighty, mighty tough. They'll be attempted, though, and there's plenty of time, remember, to score two baskets and then some. It would be our question, it'd be our opinion that two baskets or more are scored by the two teams. We won't say either one of them will score two, but we'll be surprised if two baskets aren't scored in the 55 seconds that remain, a total of two. All right. Schultz of Hebron will shoot one at that south line to our right. The referee hands him the ball, bounces at once. Finishes with that left hand. Around and out. No good. And the rebound picked off by Jack Gower for Quincy. Gives it off to Harvey. Crosses the line. Comes into the near corner. Gives it out in front to Thompson. Rises in the near corner with a jump shot, which is no good. Rebounded by Schultz for Hebron. And he gives it off to Phil Judson. Phil Judson off on this side to Paul, but there's a whistle on the play, and a foul is called on Charlie Fast. Foul called on Fast for Quincy. And the shooter will be Phil Judson of Hebron. Hebron 63, Quincy 59. 33 seconds remain to be played in the overtime period. Judson sets on it carefully. That's Phil. On its way, right through. 64 to 59, Hebron. 30 seconds remain. Harvey crosses the line for Quincy. Goes into the far corner. Gives that ball to Charlie Fast, turns and takes a jump shot, no good. The rebound comes out wide to Harvey, pushes that back at the basket, no good. Next rebound falls on the floor, picked up by Thompson, and he shows a shot at the basket, but a whistle is blown and a jump ball called. 16 or 17 seconds remain. Hebron is in. The new state champions will be Hebron. Ball is taken by Hebron on the tip. Paul Judson has it, 10 seconds. Off on the far, underneath the basket now to Spooner, but he can't get a shot away. On this corner to Paul Judson, and a foul is called with about 4 seconds remaining to be played. A foul on Quincy. Paul Judson shaking his hands high over his head to the crowd. We're in. We're in. He's so excited now that he can hardly contain himself as he stands at the free throw line, and I don't blame the boy. He's setting for that free throw. On its way. Hits the front side of the ring, no good. Comes out, and Judson picks it up, throws back at the basket, no good. And there's the foul. Down on the floor to Harold Hill to bring you the state champion.
Hey! Hey, I want to talk to you on the air as soon as I can. Just try to get the rest of the guys. Hey, I want to talk to you guys on the air. Hey, I want to talk to you guys on the air. Hey, try to get on the air. Can you, down here now, you got me up there? Can you hear me all right, Jim? All right, down here in the middle of the floor, everything is pandemonium as Hebron wins the state championship.
That's right.
Surrounded by the boys here. How do you feel?
Feel great.
Paul, how do you feel? That's good. Get over here, boy. I want you to see this boy. 6'10 and a half a basketball player. How's it feel to be 6'10?
Great. That's all. That's
fine. That's cool. Spooner, come over here, Spooner. Here's Spooner, one of these boys is on his state championship club.